From Tidbits on June 15th, 2009, this is the audio edition of New MacBook Pros Boot from SD Cards, written by Doug McLean. When Apple announced the swapping of the Express card slot on the 15-inch MacBook Pro for an SD memory card slot, the few users of Express card compatible peripherals, at least those other than SD card readers, were understandably disappointed. Apple claimed that only a quote, single-digit percentage of MacBook Pro users use the Express card slot. For most people, the addition of the SD card slot is welcome, since the majority of consumer-level digital cameras use SD cards for storage. Nevertheless, it didn't seem like that big of a deal either way. However, a recent Apple Knowledge Base article reveals an extremely useful and previously unmentioned feature of the SD card slot. Users can boot the Mac from an SD card with Mac OS X installed on it. To make a bootable SD card, you must first change the default partition table to GUID using Disk Utility and format the card to use the Mac OS extended file format, as opposed to the FAT32 file format. You can then install Mac OS X onto the device, enabling it to boot the Mac, which could be very handy in a troubleshooting situation. The MacBook Pro SD card slot accepts cards that conform to the SD 1.x and 2.x standards. This includes standard SD cards, which hold between 4 MB and 4 GB, SDHC cards, which hold between 4 GB and 32 GB, and the older MMC cards. Mini SD, Micro SD, Mini SDHC, and Micro SDHC cards can work if used with adapters that enable the cards to conform to the necessary physical configuration. While the MacBook Pro can read, but not boot from, cards that use the FAT32 file format, the standard for most SD cards, cards that use the XFAT system will not work. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.